Hey, high five, Tarek. How are you, man?
Five, Jim. I'm 12-5 yourself.
Oh, I can't wait to watch your guy, Lamar Miller, carve him up on Saturday night. You'll be there right next to me. We're going to bring Big D, too.
Yes, sir, man. We got to get the show popping. That's right.
All right, and you don't have to worry about a conflict till later in the season because the Jets don't come till the last game, and by then they'll be so far out of it their fans won't even care.
That is true.
Now, Tarek, I teased this week's segment about, you know, is push-ups a bad thing? And I know that push-ups aren't really a bad thing for most people. Why were they bad for me?
Well, Jim, in your case, push-ups, to some extent, Jim, I didn't want to continue to recommend it just because of what's going on with you and your situation, which isn't really that bad. But, you know, continuing push-ups, eventually we were going to hit a brick wall. So I decided to cut back on the push-ups. You know, doing push-ups kind of, you know, put a lot of pressure on your spinal area. So if you're going to want to stay away from that, that's a no-no, definitely.
Well, and there it go. You know, you're giving people kind of an insight to what you do. And the way that we've done it is we've built up a very nice base, and then we just don't push it. If something hurts, we back off. So the old theory of no pain, no gain is really not the way to go today, is it?
No, sir. You got to be smart, number one. You got to be smart.
Now, Tarek, if somebody wants to find you and work out with you, I know Frank is now in the 49ers. I know Lamar is, you know, you see him once in a while now as the thing ramps up. So you've got a little extra time. We've been working out a little more together. If somebody wants to work out like Frank or Lamar, how do they reach you?
Just follow me on Twitter. Everything is linked to my Twitter at Tarek Maddox. That's correct spelling is T-E-R-E-K. Maddox, M-A-D-D-O-X.
Oh, I just love it. John, I'm sure Johnny's high-fiving up there in New York about how you make sure everybody just contacts you on Twitter. Johnny's always saying it's just a telephone, and that's the way I know that you and I use it. And Wellness Chick, she's out there too.
Yeah.
Now, Tarek, instead of doing the traditional push-ups, there's some alternatives. I don't need you to get into specifics right now. People need to come and see you if they want to get the specific exercise we're doing. But there are different styles of I don't want to call them push-ups, but they are motions that are supplemental and complementary, aren't there?
Definitely. We can definitely still target the pec area, which is the chest, the large muscle groups. Push-ups are a compound exercise. You're working more than more multi-joint areas of the body and the upper body of the delts and the triceps, but there are better ways to kind of target those muscle groups and still get the same effects, if not better,
you know,
than what we're doing.
I was absolutely amazed last night as I was, I can only just say it this way, peeling off my undershirt, talking to my wife, and I just, by accident, articulated my shoulder and arm just a certain way. And I got to tell you, I didn't know there were that many tendons or ligaments or whatever up in my shoulder.
Yes.
Tarek, you are just doing one heck of a job building out this 52-year-old body, man.
Hey, I'm doing the best I can, Jim. You're doing a great job pushing yourself. But staying away from those push-ups right now at this point, Jim, are a big concern for me. So we had to switch it up. And if you want to know what we're doing, what kind of exercise we're doing, you got to come check us out.
That's right. They got to follow you at Tarek Maddox. And now, we still do a lot of other exercises, though. We do exercises that basically make me push my body weight. I must admit that for the first time, I did pick up a 2.25-pound weight, and I don't think we're ever going to get past 5 on that. But I must admit, I can't say it anymore. We are using a weight. It weighs 2.5 pounds. Oh, and we use a 4-pound medicine ball. I forgot.
That's right, and definitely. And with the smaller weights, with the 2.5s or the medicine balls, the exercises are still critiqued down, but I narrow it down very much so, and we still target those areas that you need to hit, just in different ways. And like I said, I won't go into detail what we do, but still very intricate exercises, but they work, right, Jim? You still feel it, right?
They totally work. I completely feel it. I feel it, but I don't hurt the next day. And that's what's important. And I want to talk about another workout we're going to get. It's the workout that we're going to get together on Saturday night. I'm going to go. I'm getting the Dolphin tickets. We're going to be sitting in the club seats with our blue parking pass.
All right.
So you better make sure. You better make sure that we can get the right set of people there. And we're going to cheer on Lamar. We're going to cheer on the rest. Richie Incognito. Richie Incognito is like my favorite player now. The guy stood up for one of our wide receivers. We'll leave it at that. because I don't want to tell too much, and stop that guy from getting pummeled. And I got to believe, proved that he is a true leader on the team. And I, from what I understand, he showed up the next day. He looked like he had gotten walked into the wrong side of a truck, but he was not the aggressor. This other guy was. And so it's just a matter of being in the wrong place at the wrong time, but he's a good guy. And that's so we're going to watch Richie, Lamar, Ryan Tannehill, and the rest of them. On Saturday, you're going to come over. We're going to go early. We're going to tailgate. You know what? We should look for Larry Zinn's tailgate.
Yeah, we should do that, Jim. How about it?
Yeah, we're going to do that. So I'm going to write that down. We're going to do that. Tat, I'll see you on Saturday, Tarek.
All right, I'm all for it. Lamar, good luck. Miami Dolphins, good luck. Let's kick some booty and let's have a lot of fun, guys.
All right. That's Tarek Maddox, NFL trainer. You can follow him on Twitter, at Tarek Maddox, and you can work out like a pro just like I do. Now, I got to write down Larry Tailgate with Tarek. All right, there we go. That's there. It's in my pocket, and it's going to happen.
Right.
All right, Tarek. I will see you Saturday. We're going to wrap the show. Steve, is it time to wrap the show?
Okay, guys. Awesome show. Much love. Talk to you guys next time.
You're the best, Tarek. That's Tarek Maddox, NFL trainer. He, along with the wellness chick, helped keep me fit and trim for life. Now, it's time to wrap up the show, and there's something I want to do. I want to thank everybody that was at the ICSC convention just for being there, for being part of the industry. I want to thank UHealth. UHealth provides amazing, amazing guests for us each week. This cancer thing today was just terrific. I want to thank, of course, Tarek Maddox, my friends at the NFL alumni, always caring for kids.